views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another beautiful week of Angels and Answers with Sky Siegel and Artie Hoffman.
Hello, all you beautiful people.
How are you out there? We're very happy to be back this week, and we have a lot of really nice things to talk about. But before we get started with that, I'd like to give everybody the studio number so we can get some calls in. Okay, guys? We'll give you a free mini reading. And the number for that is 800-930-2819. And if you'd like to get an amazing reading with my wonderful partner, Arthur.
Well, thank you, darling.
You're very welcome. Just call
877-ANGEL-02, or you can go to my website, artiehoffman.com, ArtieHoffman.com. And also check out Sky's phone number if you want an amazing reading in person or over the phone.
And my number is 908-500-1474.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
You know, this week's topic is about miracles. And do you believe in miracles?
I'm so excited.
And, you know, I had a miracle happen last week is what, you know, it's interesting that the week turned out the way it did. We were supposed to have Josie Varga on this week, but she's under the weather. She doesn't feel good at all.
I could definitely.
Yeah, she's having like a sinus attack and infections and all that other stuff. And we're going to have her on within the next week or two. She wrote the book, Heaven. Oh wait, what the hell is it? I'm only in the book.
And are you?
She's writing her third book, and it's in all the Barnes and Noble.
Do you believe in heaven?
No. What the hell? Oh, Josie, I'm so sorry if I'm listening. Heaven. I promise I'll give you the name of the books, but they are amazing. It's a bunch of mini stories.
Do you believe in heaven?
No.
Is heaven for real?
No. Wait. I know it.
I know
not
you know
answers
it.
From heaven. No.
Talking to heaven. Scratch that.
No. Just look up Josie Varga.
In any case, the books are wonderful.
Yeah.
They're very enlightening.
Shoot. Oh, God. I can't remember. Damn. Her book. Damn. It's a great – Visits from Heaven. There you go. Visits from Heaven by Josie Varga. She was supposed to be on our show and discuss about all the many stories in her book and they really are. Some of them are amazing, but I'm not going to tell you any of them because I'm going to wait for her to come in and we're going to discuss some of her favorite ventures.
Yes.
And I had a little mini miracle this week.
Did you really?
Yes, I did. I really did. Even though my wife Charity got really ticked off at me big time. Last weekend when we went to the movies, it was Sunday. We went to the movies and we were told that it was going to rain. You know, the weather report was calling for rain, but the skies were blue at the time. I said, maybe we could beat it out. You know, now mind you, I'm about where we live and where the movie theater was. It was about 40 minutes away from where my home office is, where my car was. And so I left the sunroof open For the first time ever since I've owned the car overnight, I never leave the sunroof open. But it was so hot.
Yeah.
Before, I said, you know, let me give it some air. You know, I don't like it to keep it that hot, but just to get some air through. So I left the sunroof open, and all of a sudden, when we got out of the theater, like, it was raining outside, and it wasn't just drizzling, it was pouring. And so I asked the girl who was, you know, with the ticket counter, I said, how long has it been raining out there? She was probably a good 20 minutes, 15, 20 minutes. I said, oh, crap. So I'm all upset, and Charity was asking me if I would go and get the car and drive up. So she says, do we both have to go out there? And I said, no, we don't have to go. Both have to go out there.
Men are great like that.
No, but I do that for her, even if she doesn't ask. So I go out there, and I'm running, and I get to the car, and I pick her up, and we're in her car. And she goes, whatever you do, don't drive like a maniac. So I drove like a maniac. But I wasn't, it wasn't like a maniac. I wasn't, because I was in full control. I was in full control.
So they think.
It's just, no, I was. No, because I wasn't weaving in and out, in and out, in and out.
I'm,
I was
pulling
just,
your leg.
I was going faster than you should, you know, on a rainy day. I totally admit that. But I wasn't going 80 miles an hour. I was going around between 60 and 70. But when the rain is pouring.
Yeah, it's very dangerous.
It is dangerous.
You could hide your plane.
But she has it. Yeah, and she has an Audi, and the tires are very good, in very good condition. So, well, I could have done a commercial for the tires of the car in that moment, let me tell you something. So Charity is screaming and yelling at me to slow down, and all I could think about is all the water pouring into my car. And I'm not going to slow down when I'm thinking about my water, my car being saturated in the rain. And, you know, I'm thinking maybe a foot of water or a half an inch or whatever, inches of water in my car. So she's crying. She's yelling at me, screaming at me, cursing at me and everything. You know, the best of her was coming out. So anyway, so after, you know, the devil came out of her, and I'm still flying because I don't care. It's like, this is my car. I said, if the shoe was reversed, you know, and that was your car with the windows wide open. I said, you want me to drive like little Miss Daisy?
Yeah, right.
She says, it's only water. It's not going to hurt. I said, no, it's only water, but lots of water, and it would be inside my car. So I called up my roommate at my home office because, yeah, you know, I have a roommate there. And I called him up, and thank God I got a hold of him. I said, could you do me a favor and put a towel over the car? Now, mind you, the car was not under a tree. It was still open. And he says, all right, no problem. So he does that. And like I said, it was already raining at this point for about 25 minutes or so, give or take. So I get to the car, and he has a towel over it, and I get inside. There's not one drop of water in my car.
What?
Not one drop of water. And if that wasn't a miracle.
That was a miracle.
Now, mind you, Charity was pissed at me for that evening, the next day. And it's like at that point, I
into
really didn't
yesterday.
No, but the interesting thing is, you know, and this has happened to me quite a few times. When I do something and I'm in that zone, and this is just who I am.
Yeah.
When I have to accomplish something or I want to do something according to my heart, there might not be other people who will appreciate what it is I'm doing. And I don't care. I really don't care. Because my mind is set on performing a task, right, to get something accomplished or to do something what feels right to me. And when I'm in that zone, you cannot stop me. You know, you can't stop me. I'm very persistent. You know, But anyway, I kept on doing what I did, and I accomplished it. And literally, my car had to have been covered with angel wings or something.
Absolutely.
Because when I tell you, my thing was wide open, and not my zipper, but but my sunroof of my car. And there was, when I tell you it was pouring out, it was pouring outside, and not one drop of water. And I said, that is a miracle.
That
totally
is a miracle. It also has to do with the way the wind is blowing.
Yeah, but the sunroof, it was on top of the car. It was like, why don't, regardless.
Yeah, right.
Regardless.
Well, you would have gotten some rain.
When I tell you my entire car was saturated, and there were major puddles all around
amazing.
My car
amazing.
And nothing inside.
That's amazing.
It's beautiful. So anyway, Joe's, and that would have been a good time for her to come on, but you know, it is what it is. But
right.
You know, her book is about miracles and about a course of events happening from visits from your loved one, visits from heaven.
Is it all her? her miracles that have happened
no,
to her?
No, no,
or is
no, no, no.
Many miracles.
No,
from
many.
People?
No, she had a bunch of people email her and write in with their stories.
Oh, lovely.
And so she started to reenact. I was about to say reenact the crime, reenact the stories of these people who wrote in their stories
lovely.
Because they're going to start to make a series of her book.
Yeah.
And this is what she's right now attempting
That's
to accomplish.
That's a fabulous idea because I know I've had many miracles in my life. Many.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You're a walking miracle.
It's the truth. It really is.
You want to know something? You know, you'll tell us some of your stories in just a moment. But I just wanted to say Neil Donald Walsh, you know, the author of Conversations with God, he made a statement, a point, which was really, really interesting. And I said this before, what is a miracle? He said, what is a miracle? In God's world, nothing is a miracle because in God's world, in the spiritual world, everything is possible.
That's correct.
Everything is possible. Even if you're in stage 4 cancer and they give you 2 days to live, you could totally have it reversed in the world of God, you know, in the spirituality of things.
Yes.
And if you're meant to overcome these obstacles, if it's
true.
A possibility or meant to be, it could 100% be reversed. Is this meant for everybody? It's not, because for whatever reason of the person's karma specifically, if it's your time, it's your time, you know. And
right.
But then there are times where your angels intervene or your loved ones intervene
right.
to assist you so that you don't get hurt or killed or whatever.
Right. Exactly.
And it wasn't your time. And you're going to be telling us a whole bunch of your stories in just a little bit.
I have so many.
And we have to go to a commercial break. So all you beautiful people, again, just a reminder, if you want to get a reading from Sky, it's 908-500-1474 for a personal reading. And my number is 877-ANGEL-02. And the station, if you want a free mini reading, is 800-930-982819. What the hell? So stick around, everybody. We're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true, so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Tune in to the hit show Master's Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife, Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook. Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky, Angels and Answers, to speak about some more cool stuff.
You know, we have somebody waiting for a little mini reading. Her name is Sarah, and she's from New York.
New York.
It's the wonderful town.
Hey, Sarah.
Hi.
How are you, baby doll?
What's going on, baby cakes?
I had a couple questions. I'm trying to make some decisions in regards to my health and money. And basically, I had been going through some pretty major health problems. And I'm limited on money right now. And I want to put it towards healing. I know it's the most important thing.
Yes.
And there are, and it's kind of major what's going on. There are a couple different options. I was suggested to go to Arizona to dry out my body for a while because I had been living in a really damp area. Mm-hmm. And I was getting chronic infections, you know, related to mildew and mold and that kind of thing. And I was thinking of visiting someone in Arizona for about a week just to, like, rest and cleanse and to clear out my body. But I'm just kind of wondering if there's guidance, if that's the best use of that. Because if I did that trip, it would be within a couple, it would be before mid-July I would do it. But there's a couple different options that I could do. There's also, I really wanted to do a creative, like this creative online class and on the phone class.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think I could afford both the trip and to do the class right now.
I would go on the trip.
You know what my angels are telling me? They're telling me oxygen therapy. I don't even know if there's something like that. I don't even know if this is even something, you know, that they're just telling me, but they're telling me oxygen therapy. I mean, I've never heard of it. And they're telling me that. Let me see. Hold on.
I have a feeling you're going to end up not only visiting Arizona, I have a feeling you're eventually going to be living out in Arizona.
You know what? They're telling me it's you're encased in something and they feed you pure oxygen to cleanse your body. I personally have never heard of it. If I were you, I would ask my doctor about it. Okay. And that's going to take out all the imperfections that you're having trouble with. I mean, I rely on my angels for answers and my spirit guides. And what they're telling me is absolutely oxygen therapy.
Okay, I will absolutely look into that. And it is interesting what you said about Arizona, because my feeling was that I was going, that's why I didn't know if I should take the trip now as well, but my feeling is that I'm going to start spending half my year there. So
It's going to be beneficial for you to go there. It really will. It's a no-brainer as far as I'm concerned.
Put it this way. At the end of your trip, you're truly not going to want to go back home. You're going to want to stay out there. Of course, you're going to end up going back home, but you're going to want to stay out there, and you're going to definitely feel like this is for you. And I feel like you're going to blend in like a chameleon. You know, I feel like it's just going to be a natural part of you. And I feel very strong about that. So, you know, being that you have this opportunity to go to Arizona at this time, I feel like it's just going to be physically and emotionally a tremendous cleansing. You want to know something? I went to visit my cousin one time when I was in California. No, I was in California, and I called up my cousin who was out there, who lives around the San Francisco area. And so he says, hey, you know, let's get together. We haven't, you know, shared time together for many years. We were, you know, good buddy when we were younger. And, so finally we got together. And so he said, what would you like to do? You know? So I'm thinking, no, wherever you want to go, whatever you want to do, I'm game. I'm thinking, what movie you want to go to, what restaurant you want to go to? He says, all right, leave it up to me. So I go, so what are we doing? He says, we're going to go for a mud bath.
What?
I go, a mud bath? I said, I was thinking what restaurant or movie. And he's talking about a hot mud bath.
Really?
And it's in Casalega.
Awesome.
I think it's called, not Casadega, but Casalaga or something like that. And you literally sit in this mud bath, in this huge tub, and it's about 105 degrees. And the more you sink underneath, the hotter it gets. I mean, it's hot.
Wow.
But it cleanses your body.
It's almost like a sweat lodge.
And then when you get off, the people who work there, you know, it's like men is in one room, women are in another room. And they literally hose you down after you're finished to get in your crack and everywhere.
Wow.
They hose your whole body down. And then they have a heated pool in the back, you know, in the backyard, in the back part of the building. And it's beautiful back there. And so you go swimming thereafter. But it really was, I never heard of that before, but it was an awesome thing.
And look what the spirit world's telling me about oxygen therapy. I've never even heard of something like that.
Uh-huh.
I would suggest you ask your doctor about that. And the way they're making me see it, did you ever see those old-fashioned remedy that they used to give to people with polio? Like it was like a container that they used to put them in? With the head sticking out?
Oh, God, no, but I remember my mom would tell me about that when I was a child, and I was, like, terrified of them.
It's almost like you're inside of some kind of a, like, maybe a balloon or some kind of a tank, and they pump in fresh oxygen.
Google that.
I would be very interested in finding out if there's something like that, because this is what they're showing me, this is what they're telling me, and I've never...
When you're talking oxygen, you're talking your body engulfed in this bubble-like thing, or are you talking about breathing in pure oxygen?
The oxygen is circulating all around you.
That's what they're showing me. So it's around the exterior.
You're breathing it. You're encased in something. You're literally encased in something. And they're pumping
oxygen bars.
And this is what I'm seeing. Now, I'm not familiar with it. This is the very first time that they've ever brought that up.
Hey, Sarah, this could be your next high.
Yeah, really?
Awesome.
Your next legal high, baby.
But honestly, I think that's going to have something to do with your health. I think that's going to have...
Okay, I will definitely look into that. Can I ask you one more thing about my health?
Yeah.
Do you know if Tom would be someone good for me to work with?
Say that again?
Tom.
Help me.
Would Tom be a good person for you to work with? Work with you in what fashion?
I guess help me with, like, I guess with herbs and food and diet and all of that. I mean, I know all of that, but I don't know if I need someone else to, like, do it for me.
I'm not feeling.
You don't have to. If you want to, it's just a matter of sharing time with him.
Yeah.
I think it would be, I think doing that is more of a vehicle for the reason for the two of you to get together. But as far as the reason why to do it, you don't need him.
I don't feel you need it.
But if you want to, you know, then, you
That's
know, a lot of people,
story.
Yeah. A lot of people, you know, create a vehicle why they should get together. You know, that's how actually that's a lot exactly of affairs right start.
Yeah, but if it's not needed,
because of work, because of this, because of that,
that's
we got to get together.
No, that's true.
Gives them time to spend together.
Exactly.
But it's
but
not
it's
a
not
negative. It's not a super positive. It's just, it's redundant. But, you know, if you want to share time with him and it gives you a point in case of the reason why you the two of you should be together, then if that's what you want to experience, then go for it.
I actually feel that you know as much as him, so or you know even maybe a little more about certain different things. I don't think
and
he's
I
going
probably
to be.
Will just hold off because he's expensive.
Yeah, just hold off.
Okay. Yeah. I'll just
hold off until you come back from Arizona.
Okay, you guys are awesome.
So
thank
are you.
Honey.
You're a
excuse
sweetheart.
My voice today. No. Look into that oxygen thing.
She
really,
won't.
I really never heard of it. And this is right from my spirit guides. So I would listen.
All right, sweetie. You take care of yourself. We're going to go for a break soon.
Nice
okay,
talking
I will,
to you,
and
sweetie.
I will look into the oxygen. Thank you so much, guys.
All right.
You're
let
very
me know,
welcome.
Let me know if you get high on it.
Don't listen to him.
I will.
Call
I'll,
us back and
I'll
let
I'll
us
give
know.
You the number.
I'm curious.
Take care.
Bye, Sarah.
Okay, bye.
That's amazing. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. You know, when she was talking about, you know, I've been to Arizona 3 times and I love it
Dirty
out there. It's so beautiful.
We were supposed to go
there
in November. We never went. But we have to go to a commercial break right now. So all of you amazing listeners, please come right back when...
We'll be right back right after this commercial break.
I was just going to say something fancy.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a 2-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Central Auto Group, CT.com, does it again with the best deals ever during the month of June. Central Auto Group, CT.com, your number one buying destination, the home of Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, and Volkswagen, is breaking records again this month. Why? Because we do volume. During the month of June only, drive away a new Ford Fiesta for only $12,990. Outstanding deals on the largest selection of Mazda CX-5s anywhere. A new Hyundai Accent, just $12,990. Or a new Volkswagen Jetta for a low $12,990. Check out Central's used car dugout with prices from $1,000 to $5,000. 5 reasons, 1 destination, Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, Volkswagen, pre-owned. Central Auto Group, CT.com is number one for customer satisfaction and gives you the best high-tech service after the sale with free multi-point inspections and extended hours. Exit 87, I-395, Plainfield, Central Auto Group, CT.com.
Your number one buying destination, Central Auto Group.
See dealer for details.
Doctor loves quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
You've got a cute way of talk. Welcome back, everybody, to Angels and Answers with Audie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. That's me.
All right, so you were going to tell us some of your amazing stories.
Oh, my miracles. I don't know where to begin.
Go ahead. Well, talk about when you got hit.
Okay. We were going out for dinner one night, and we were on a road going to the restaurant, and we see this white van and children outside the white van crying and blood all over everything. And, you know, when you're going on a road, you're only seeing one side of the van and everybody's looking on the opposite side. So I said, oh, my God, let's stop, because I thought, God forbid, a kid got hurt or somebody got hit. So we get out. We park the car on the opposite side of the road in the median. You know, what do you call that?
The median.
Yeah.
Yeah, or the shoulder.
The shoulder.
Okay.
And we crossed the street.
How long ago was this?
Oh, this was in 2003.
Okay.
We crossed over the street, and there was a goose that got hit by the car. Now, mind you, there was this white van, and that was the only car there. No other car. So right away, my husband and I, before we saw the goose, thought, of course, it was a person. So our car is across the road. There's just this white van, and we're looking at this poor animal to see if it's dead or if we can get it to a vet or we can get it some help. And all of a sudden, out of the clear blue, this was in the middle of the day, somebody comes barreling down the road at 55 miles an hour, and my husband and I had our back to that portion of the road, and he comes and he hits us straight dead on, right in the back. And after that, I didn't know anything. I was totally gone. But through the whole thing, I kept saying, what happened? What happened?
Hold on a second. You got to let the audience know. But when Sky was saying what happened, she was unconscious.
Yeah.
And so she was saying this while she was, you know, her spirit or her mind was in the spiritual world.
Yes.
You know, because she was like, under these circumstances, it was almost like a coma.
Yeah.
So when she said what happened, she wasn't saying that to people who were alive.
Oh, no.
She was saying that while she was in the spiritual world, la-la land.
Yeah, I was absolutely in
But her body
world.
Was still alive, which was
yes.
an incredible miracle.
I know.
That your body was still functioning, but she didn't know what happened.
I didn't. I was totally under. I was totally, like, unconscious. And funny thing, I was so calm, and I was talking to someone, and I said, what happened to me? What just happened? I know that I wasn't here before. And they said, Sky, don't worry. You're going to be fine. You got hit by a car, but don't panic. And they kept telling me not to panic. And they said to me, you know how you get when you panic. And they also said to me, I want you to cooperate with the doctors and the nurses. It was so funny that they knew that I was not a cooperative person as far as doctors and nurses are
now,
concerned.
Now, when you say they, who do you assume they were?
Oh, I don't assume. I know it was my angels and my spirit guides.
Okay.
Absolutely know this 1,000%. So I kept saying, well, what happened? And they kept repeating it to me over and over again. You just got hit by a car. You just got hit by a car. Don't worry. Everything's going to be okay. And I says, Where's Richie? And they kept telling me, he's right next to you. Don't worry. And I kept asking him, is he dead? Because I'm not dead. And I had no pain. I didn't feel anything. I felt like I was sleeping. And I was having a dream, and I was being told by someone in this dream state that I was okay, and I just got hit by a car.
Now, while you're in that dream state,
yeah,
all right, when your subconscious was on the other side,
yes.
Now, when you woke up, did it feel like you just woke up only after minutes later?
Yes.
Or did
actually.
It seem like, wow, it's been a long time since you woke up?
No, it did not. It felt like everything happened within like maybe 5 minutes, but it was 3 weeks.
3 weeks since you woke up to physical consciousness.
Physical consciousness.
Now, do you remember, now Do you remember, like, all of a sudden you're going back into your body, or it just happened and that was that?
I didn't feel myself leave my body. That's the whole thing. I felt very clear. I felt very alive. I was not in pain, but I just kept hearing people speaking to me and saying, don't worry about anything. The kids are going to be good. And it was kind of like them making conversation.
The other side.
Yes, the other side. As I was unconscious, it was like me actually having a physical relationship with someone, as far as they were talking to me, we were chuckling, we were laughing, telling stories. And if you ask me what they were, I can't tell you. But what really resonates with me is they kept telling me not to worry. The only thing I said to them is,
can I have something to eat?
No. No, it was, I feel as though I'm laying on top of a sneaker. And I said, I don't know why. And they said to me, no, you're not laying on a sneaker. You have no shoes on. I says, but that's what I'm saying. I think I'm laying on top of my shoes. And they said, no, it's just your bones and your back are broken.
That's all.
I says, oh, is that it? Wow. And they just kept saying, but it's nothing. They made such like light of it. Like it wasn't so serious. And they made... So it was just so...
As a matter of fact.
Yes. And as a matter of fact, you were going to be fine. You were going to get better. And as a matter of fact, that everybody in concerned was fine. And that there was no great need to panic or to put yourself in a state of panic.
So your husband, Richie, never got hit at all? Just you?
He did.
He did?
He did get hit.
I didn't know he got hit. Oh, yeah, I thought it was just
both,
you.
No. We both got hit. What happened was when he hit us from the back. I went flying into the windshield. Richie flew on top of my body. So I kind of padded his blow.
God bless your soul.
I'm telling you, that guy owes me. He owes me big time. And then what happened, he was going 55 miles an hour when I got hit. He struck me at 55 miles an hour. That's in the police report.
Now, that's amazing that the two of you both survived.
Listen to this.
Was he knocked unconscious at all?
He wasn't unconscious, but I was. He fell on top of me. By that time, I was totally out. I was already talking to my spirit world.
How did he fall on top of you if you went through the windshield?
I went through the windshield. Half my body was out of the windshield. He laid on top of me. And then when he stopped the car, we both went flying. Richie toppled to the side, right near the tire. And I went like a missile, 128 feet into the street.
Wow.
My daughter Vanessa witnessed this entire thing from across the road, because she never got out of the car, my car. And
how old was she at the time?
Oh, let's see. She was about 17. Oh, 18, wow. Yeah, like that. Now, what happened was, as they took me into the hospital, Vanessa was so shook up that they had to give her some kind of tranquilizers. Now, this is stories I've been told, you know, because I was out of it for 3 weeks. But Vanessa was outside. They had given her, I think, a Valium or a Xanax or something like that to calm her down, because she was in a complete state of panic. Then she went outside to have a cigarette, and she was by where the ambulance had taken me in. And she was on the other side of the wall, and she was listening to the ambulance drivers. And the ambulance driver said, that poor woman who just got hit by the car, her head is completely open. Her brain is hanging out. She's never going to make it. Vanessa heard that. She ran, she grabbed the girl by the shoulders, and she said, are you talking about my mother? Are you talking about my mother? And the girl said, oh, no, I'm not talking about anybody. I didn't say anything. So she got panic-stricken, the girl, who was actually debating my situation. But what actually happened was my brain was not hanging out. What happened was the windshield cut my head. I had 180 stitches on the surface of my scalp. So as the skin curled up with the blood, and the blood was profuse, because when you get a head injury, the blood is massive. So along with all the blood and the hair and the skin being all erratically pushing through the hair, it looked like it was my brain. Here's another miracle that happened. The woman who actually took care of me, the doctor, she was an American Indian in Freehold.
Wow.
Now, what is the chances of an American Indian doctor knowing that I'm an American Indian woman and I would have never wanted my hair shaved or cut? So what she did for me, and my kids were saying, they don't care what you have to do, just make sure she lives. So what she did was she shaved the top of my head and she washed the hair and she put it in a bag for me and she saved it. And she wrote me a note. And then later on, when I was conscious, she came to me and she told me, I knew you were American Indian, so am I. And I placed your hair in a very respectful manner for you. And I couldn't have been more thankful.
Wow.
But we have to go to a commercial break right now, folks. So we will be right back as soon as we have this wonderful commercial.
God be willing.
And only God
knows.
God
be willing. We should be back.
We should be back.
And Answer Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, he has helped over 50,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
1230 WBLQ.
Stage 4 lung cancer.
All right. Welcome back, everybody, with Artie and Sky with Angels and Answers. And this is a week of miracles.
Yes.
And right now we have a patient person all the way from Columbus, Ohio. And I'm trying to look for her. What's her name?
And her name is Kim.
Kim. Oh, all right. Kim, there. I'm looking at the whole line of notes here.
Yeah.
Hey, Kim, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
That's cool.
How are you, dear?
What can we do for you, sweetheart?
I applied for a promotion this week, and I wondered if I was going to get it.
Hold on, let me just connect. Well, I am going to like do a little meditation here with my angels.
Yeah, because I'm feeling like very torn here.
Let me see what the angels are saying, darling. I'm looking at the cards right now, and I'm flipping them over a few times. And overall, it's want to know something. I don't feel like you're going to get this promotion, but yeah. I feel like there's something else that's going to be coming your way shortly thereafter. And I don't know if it's possible for you to be in a different department or if it's going to be at a different place. I do feel like there's going to be a shift and change for you before the end of the summertime, but I'm not feeling confident on this particular one. And the angels are consistently telling me that we don't feel, you know, hey, listen,
anything could happen.
We're not God. We're just telling you our gut feelings, and we're not getting a good feeling on this first
promotion. And my angels are also concurring. As soon as you said that, I just felt that, no, this was not going to happen. That was my immediate answer from my spirit team. But I want to tell you this. They are going to offer you something else, and you are going to be kind of pissed off about it. I feel as though you're going to feel like you were stepped over, and that what they're going to offer you is going to be insulting in your mind. Does that make sense?
Well, after someone gets the promotion, then everybody else moves around to fill the empty job.
I don't understand.
Once the
in other words, they're going to offer you something a little bit better, but you're going to feel as though you're insulted by it.
I don't feel like you're going to get the first hit or this promotion, but I feel like I said, there is going to be something else coming your way where, as a matter of fact, you're going to be just as happy, if not happier, with this other move, other than what the original thought process is of this, you know, of this promotion.
And I feel as though you're going to feel like you were slighted, and the promotion that they're giving you, you're going to kind of feel bad about.
Now, put it this way, you know, are we 100% all the time? No.
No, things can change. And the reason for that is people have free will.
No, but you know, but Sky and I feel the same both on this. So, but you know, don't worry about it. But things will start looking up for you. There is definitely going to be a change for you within your job. I'd say within 4 to 5 months from now, and it's all going to be for the better. So don't worry whether you get this promotion or not. It's not the end of the world.
Am I going to stay in the same building, or do I have to transfer office location?
I was just going to tell you that. I feel like you're going to be in a different location. I really do. I didn't know whether it was a different job or the same job, or maybe a different job with the same company in a different location. But I do feel a change in location for you, yes.
Okay, that makes sense.
I have a feeling eventually you're not going to stick with this company. Eventually you're going to be job hunting elsewhere, but I'm just telling you that your opportunities are going to be stronger elsewhere. But and like I said, my strong gut is saying within 4 to 5 months you are going to be making a strong switch. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
I concur.
Okay, hopefully it's something
to do
with
it. Let me ask you a question. There's a female energy around you, someone who died of cancer, coming through pretty clearly.
Heart attack, mostly, not cancer.
Is there a Camille or Carmella?
Rosemarie.
No, I feel it's someone with cancer. And I don't think this person was blood related either.
I keep on picking up a Camille or a Carmella, and it could be their middle name or a part of their last name. Carmen, Carmela. I'm getting a name sounding.
Cannizzaro.
What?
Catherine or Katie Cannizzaro.
Yeah.
Cannizzaro.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Yeah,
that's the one.
That's it.
Now,
did she die of cancer?
Yes.
That's the one I'm picking up.
See, we both picked up.
Yep. She's around you a lot. And the way she's making me seem is that you don't even know what's good for you. She's telling me to tell you, honey, don't even give it a second thought because so much better things are on the way. So don't give it an extra thought. Don't give it a second thought. All right.
And what I'm getting is don't procrastinate things that you've been pondering on. There are certain things you want to accomplish and do. And I'm getting this sense from the other side that you have a tendency to procrastinate on things when it has to do with yourself.
I don't go out enough to find a husband.
What was this she said?
I tend to stay home.
All right. Well, there you go. You're pondering.
But I do feel that when you do things, like she's making me see that when you get up to do things, you like to do them excessively. But it takes you quite a bit to get there.
Start going to the gym or go to places where, you know, socially, so that you could start feeling really good about yourself, whether it be, it doesn't even have to be at the gym. It could be taking classes for Zumba, or spin classes, you know, spin cycle classes. But I feel like when you start doing things for yourself in that fashion, you're going to have more energy. You're going to start feeling better about yourself. Your confidence level is going to go higher. And, you know, every single time you feel down and out, just go to the gym or go to these classes, and it's really going to lift your spirits up. But right now, it's like I feel like you have too much time on your hands.
Yeah. And she's also telling me that you feel very tired all the time.
Yeah.
That's not from a physical problem. She's making me feel as though you're sort of depressed. And she's also letting me know, yeah, she's definitely letting me know that you're like on the verge of a lot of depression and you don't know how to pull yourself out of it. But she wants you not to focus so much on job, but more in social life.
More within yourself.
Yeah.
And you'll be fine. But like I said, going to the gym, going to spin classes, allowing yourself to be, you know, more a part of
a social scene,
make friends. But when you're there, it's like you're there publicly, but at the same token, you're there for your own personal benefit without any pressure of, you know, socializing.
Yeah.
But I feel like the moments will just naturally happen. But you got to be consistent at it.
And don't be so shy.
Yeah, well, you know, your shyness will go away as you allow yourself to be out more. But the only time you feel most comfortable is when you are doing your job, because that's what you feel most comfortable doing. So, you know, but when it comes to just yourself, it's hard for you to be at your best, because now this has to do with just you and not about what you can do for others or doing a job or whatever. But it has to do with you, and that stops a lot of people.
Yeah, she's making me feel as though you don't do enough for others. You're not doing for yourself. You're not doing for others. You're just basically existing. And she's kind of wants me to put it out there to you that you're so much better than that. Stop wasting your time here and get involved with something. You're not involved enough.
As a matter of fact, even if you got a second job, but something where it's more pleasurable – that would definitely, you know, make you feel better. But right now we have to go to a commercial break.
Thanks for calling in, sweetie. Take care, Kim.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. We're going to be wrapping up this segment. And after this commercial break, Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after
these
commercial
words.
These words, this commercial break.
been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.